Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, folks. I'm sorry for taking so much time on this, but I get in a state of depression once in a while, like this week brings on, when I think of the 500 militarized troops up there, fellow police officers and soldiers that surrounded this little family's cabin and plan on killing them and killing the whole family, and they almost did so. They executed the son, which was about the size of a 10-year-old boy. You can, maybe some of you have a 10-year-old child in your family. Well, this little boy, Sammy Weaver, was not very big, and they shot his dog. U.S. Marshals shot his dog right before his eyes, Stryker, in the back, in the spine, and he watched his dog die. And so the little 10-year-old boy, well, he was actually 14, but he's the size of a 10-year-old, had grabbed his hunting rifle and fired a shot at the U.S. Marshals that had just executed his dog and screamed at them for him watching his dog die right before his eyes. Well, the U.S. Marshals opened fire on the little boy and shot his left arm off, and he dropped the rifle that he was holding with his left arm and turned around and ran for home screaming to his father. Here he has only one arm, little boy, and says, "I'm coming home, Dad." And the U.S. Marshals machine gunned him in the back as he was running up the hill to home. And this came out in the trial. Matter of fact, when we got the Weaver children out and Randy, they were able to go to trial and win a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the federal agents for doing what they did to the family. But anyway, all this comes back to me, folks. And by the way, we're still continuing the investigation into the Matthews Call executions by federal agents. And in June this year, me and some other officers are continuing. We're going to go to California and do some more investigating into this case. We're still trying to bring these U.S. Marshals to justice for executing and FBI agents for executing Gordon Call and our sheriff, fellow sheriff, Sheriff Gene Matthews. We haven't stopped. We're not going to stop until we bring these guys to justice. But anyway, here's April 19th rolls around again, folks. And I just have a hard time because all of this comes back to me. Of these mass murders, these murders our government participates in and still does today. And all I can do is tell you that out of my anger and shame, I pray to God, our Father in Heaven, that someday one of our fellow soldiers or lawmen who participated in the two government mass murder criminal events of April 19th will come forward and tell the American people the truth about the well-executed inside bombing of the federal building at Oklahoma City, how they blew the building down and killed those people and children on purpose with inside bombs strapped to the support beams in the Oklahoma City bombing. I just pray that some of our lawmen and soldiers that participated in that, and also the planned and carried out execution of the vast majority of church members at the Church of Waco, we officers pray that one of these officers will come forward and have such a heavy heart that they will finally admit as to what happened. They were there. They were eyewitnesses. Many lawmen and soldiers, including ours here at our police and military associations, which there's two of them here in the Great Rocky Mountains where I'm sitting right now, have the hard evidence to know for sure that our international criminal government leaders planned and carried out these mini holocausts on fellow Americans. But so far, none of our fellow officers or soldiers who were directly involved in these two government mass murder plots have felt the need to come forward. But I hope you'll pray with us, folks, that their hearts will be heavy one day, and they will. I'll be right back with more of the program. Stay tuned.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Rubbing OL for the Republic Trading Group, renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Welcome back, folks, and I'll wrap this up here. We have callers on the line. Callers, hang on there. I'll be finished in just a minute here, and we'll go to the line. I pray, folks, that you are hearing my voice today will pray with us, our police and soldiers here, that one day one of our brothers or sisters with an understandably heavy heart over being there, being a witness to these planned mass atrocities committed by our government criminal leaders, will get down on their knees one day in prayer and pray to the only one that can truly forgive them for keeping their mouth shut all this time. Ask forgiveness of our Lord, and then get up, and as they know in their hearts they should do, and come forward with the truth as they experienced it in these cases. There was many, many police officers and military there, especially at Waco. Now, there was only a few, of course, that wrapped the pillars in the Oklahoma City building with explosives in the basement to bring these buildings down, or to bring the mirror building down. But there's got to be somebody that knows and knew about what happened in law enforcement and the military, or even in the private sector, bureaucrats that knew about this who had to help cover it up. It would come forward. But this poses a problem, too, and we know it. So if any of our peers are listening out there who were involved in the actual executions of these people or the cover-up of these American fellow Americans, they should be smart enough to know that if they tell their plans of bringing the truth out to the American people before they actually do so, they won't live to accomplish this very patriotic, self-cleansing task. So, these peers of ours should also know that there are those of us, fellow brothers and sisters out here, that they can trust to be sure their story gets out to the public before they're taken out by the very same international criminal elite politicos who planned and executed these deaths on April 19th, these mass murders. I remember director of the CIA, Bill Casey, said to a friend of mine, Senator John DeCamp, as he was about to write his book, The Franklin Cover-Up, on the high-level people in our government, like President George H.W. Bush, that are pedophiles and raping children. His good friend, Senator John DeCamp's good friend, director of the CIA, Bill Casey, told him, and I quote, "Get your story out, and then there's little use of them killing you in an attempt to keep you quiet." So this very true suggestion to Senator John DeCamp is as true to our fellow officers and soldiers that participated in the cover-up or know the facts as to the murders carried out by our high government officials at Oklahoma City, at the Waco Church, and they know that they have to be very careful. And you can trust us here at our two police and military organizations, believe me, to protect you and help you get the story out. We know who to contact to get the story out to the American public before. And when that's out, folks, then the ones bringing this story forward, whistleblowers are called today, that know the truth, they're going to be protected because it's very little, as Bill Casey said before he was murdered, okay, and was murdered by drowning by the same international criminal elite who are in control of our government today. He was right. Get your story out, and then there's little use of killing you in an attempt to keep you quiet. So that's what I wanted to say, folks. And then I put out an email here. This week on April 19th, of all the people that died in memorial to Waco, Texas, April 19th, 1993, I put that out and listed all the people that died in the Holocaust perpetuated by the federal government there. We know, of course, about the machine gun nest out back where the movie cameras, the TV cameras could not film the machine gun nest that were when the government started the fire and they knew which way it would blow back towards the auditorium. And everybody in the church ran back to the auditorium and they had set up two machine gun nests out back so that when the people tried to run out of the fire that was sweeping their direction in panic, they machine gunned them down. They machine gunned them and drove them back into the fire. We know about all that. And we just pray that one day a good soldier or good police officer that knows and it was an eyewitness to all this will come forward. And prayer does work, folks. I didn't finish the story at Ruby Ridge, but Bo and I both can tell you that at 12 o'clock noon, 15 after 12 actually, when this evil lieutenant, head of the FBI HURT team, hostage rescue team, was going to blow the building, we were going to be told to leave. The door opened because of all the prayer. Bo was praying while I was talking to the Weaver family through the door out on the back porch. And when he would talk to him, I'd pray. And Bo laughed after this was all over and said, "Jack was praying so hard, his feet was leaving the ground." He said, "Well, folks, I was praying hard, let me tell you, because I knew that they were going to blow the building if we didn't get the Weaver family out." And I was praying harder than I ever prayed in my life. And I might have been lifting off. I don't know. But praise the Lord, all the glory and all the success of that mission goes to our Lord Jesus Christ and all of you out there that were praying for the Weaver family. Because that's what opened the door at 12:15. And the Weaver family, what the living members anyway, came out, and Bo and I wrapped our arms around him and walked him down through 500 militarized troops. And I want to say to you, So you don't hate all of these lawmen out here that participate in these criminal acts and don't even know it. I mean, they believe in their government so much they'll do anything they're told to do. That as Bo and I walked down off the mountain with little Sarah Weaver and Rachel, and Alicia Bo was being held by her daddy, Randy, who had been shot. There was tears coming down the face paint. I would look into the face of these 500 militarized officers that lined the pathway, came out, and they were all dressed as bushes. You know, they looked like bushes. And there was tears coming down some of their eyes. So they're not all bad, folks. It's just many times those of us in the private sector, in law enforcement, in the military, believe in our government leaders. We still believe in our government leaders and believe they're here to help you. Sad. But anyway, I just hope also that you will add some prayers for those that are still in prison at this time, that were given 40 years by the evil judge in this case. The jury had found them not guilty, but the judge called them back in and gave them 40 years each for some minor charges. And so, anyway, that's what I'm upset with about this week. April 19th is not a good week for me, and many of you feel the same way, I'm sure. Let's go to the phones now. I hadn't opened the phones up, folks, but if you'd like to call in. We still have time at 800-313-9443 for the Officer Jack McLam program. 800-313-9443. Let's go to our dear brother who I think's still holding on. Sorry about keeping you so long. Hanging on the phone there, Jeff in Massachusetts. Brother Jeff, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Jack, I have a lot of good points to share. Number one, April the 19th is the birthday of Adolf Hitler.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Yes. And also, on April 20th was when Hitler committed suicide.
Uh-huh.
In his bunker. And
I see.
And here's another historical... Well, this could be a fact, which is when the Nazis went into the Polish ghetto and slaughtered the freedom fighters and burned them in the sewers. I think that was on April the 19th too, but don't quote me on that one.
Okay.
But this is interesting because April the 19th, I could be wrong. I think is a high occultic holy day.
That's what I heard too, Jeff. I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So when you see all these tragedies happen on April the 19th, don't be surprised because that is a high holy occultic holiday, and May the 1st is the high holy day of international communism.
That's true.
And the founding of the Illuminati and this the Beltane.
Mm-hmm. True.
But,
very true. Yeah.
But you see, second point, which is if those would be foreign troops there. They would not be shedding a tear. They would actually have grins on their faces. If those would be foreign troops.
Right. That's true.
Another good point is Bill Clinton. You see, this society, especially up in the Northeast, the mentality is nice guys finish last, bad guys finish first. And you see, Clinton is the poster child for the 60s, which is... If you claw your way to the top, you will, and you're slick willy like Clinton, you will finish first. I mean, look, Clinton got impeached, and the guy is still making a mint. The guy's not in jail. He sold us out to China.
Yeah.
And you see, and you ask a man in the street, what do they think of Clinton? And I hear the music.
Okay, Jeff, hang on. We'll be right back. And Martin in Minnesota, hang on. Brother, we'll be back with you right after Jeff. Hang in. Hang in there. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We want to thank Republic Broadcasting Network for having our police program and military program on. Our two police and military associations here truly appreciate so much Dodd Staff Miller and his crew, wonderful people there at Republic Broadcasting Network, for allowing us on the air. Before we go back to Jeff, I just want to say I forgot something, folks, that help us pray on our Matthew's Call execution investigation, that what we're doing in June, continuing that investigation, will help free Yuri Call and Scott Ball out of prison. They've been there 23 years now for something they didn't do. That's the son of Gordon Call, who was punished because his dad killed two U.S. Marshals who were Freemasons by the judge, who was a Freemason judge up there in North Dakota. So continue to pray with us about the Call family. Yuri should be out with his family now. My goodness gracious, his kids are grown now, and he has grandkids coming. And Scott Fall, too. That's so important that we get him out of prison. So pray about that. Let's go back to Jeff in Massachusetts. Brother Jeff, continue on there.
Oh, yes, Jack. Now, as far as Bill Clinton is concerned, you ask your average man in the street what he thinks of Waco, and that average person will say, they're nothing but a bunch of right-wing wacko Waco nuts.
Yeah,
you know,
sadly,
they know what they
true.
Deserve. And
very sadly.
Yeah, and this is scary, too, which is when you ask people about Bill Clinton, it's like they'll poo-poo it and say, well, I've done the same thing that Bill Clinton has done. What's the big deal? The money's coming in. Don't rock the boat.
Yeah.
Even though Bill Clinton has sold us out to China and will croak us with that act, plus other abominable acts, who cares? The money's rolling in. And this is the infection called extreme liberalism. And if you look at the future, the only reason why these government agencies are not going as far as they're going is because we still have a constitution. What happens when the day comes where we don't have a constitution anymore? We'll be just like Chile and these other third world countries where they just execute you right on the spot, just like communist China.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff. Listen, thanks for the good points, brother. I'm going to go to Martin there in Minnesota.
Have a good one, my friend. Bye.
Okay, you take care. All right, Martin in Minnesota. This is Martin Schmall, I believe, who has some beautiful daughters that came up to visit us. Martin, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Good to have you on, my friend. How's your family doing?
Everybody's doing just fine, and we're as busy as can be.
Good.
I've got some good news for you, I think, that ties in with your topic today.
Okay, very good. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we have, in March, the first part of March, we had a speaker come. You may have heard of him. His name is James Fetzer. He's a professor at the University of Minnesota Duluth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he spoke at the college in Cambridge, and we were surprised to see probably 100 or more people there showed up, and it was announced in the papers and stuff, but... I asked him what it would take to get him to come to our area, and he was willing to come back down to the Hinckley area, which is north of the Twin Cities Metro, about an hour. And it said, I'd like to announce that meeting and hopefully get more people come out.
Hey, listen, Martin, listen, thank you so much for all you're doing by awakening people. So you go right ahead and announce that meeting, and we'll see if we can get some more people to attend or call relatives in that area and friends and get them to attend if our listeners happen to be in another part of the country but have friends in the location that could attend. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. He's a very articulate man, and he's got quite a bunch of credentials. He's a distinguished McKnight University professor at the University of Minnesota Duluth. He's published over 100 articles and 20 books on philosophy of science, computer science, artificial intelligence, and cognitive science. He's also edited the highly acclaimed Assassination Science, widely praised as a rigorous and groundbreaking contribution to the Kennedy assassination research. Mm-hmm. What's very interesting, Jack, is that he ties in the assassination of JFK with 9/11 and the death of Senator Paul Wellstone.
The murder.
He's really doing a lot of... getting a lot of people to think about what's going on here.
Yeah, very good. He's Professor James Sitzner, or Sitzer.
Fetzer, as in Foxtrot, Echo, Tango, Zulu, Echo, Romeo. Fetzer.
Okay, S-E-T-Z-E-R, is that it?
Yes, sir.
S-E-T-Z-E-R, okay. Yes,
yeah.
Where's he going to be and at what time? What's the date?
Well, it's the... 29th of April, next Saturday. That's 29th of April, next Saturday, and it would be from 1 to 4 in the afternoon.
Good.
1 to 4 p.m., and that's at Toby's in Hinckley, and that's kind of a landmark for this area. A lot of people know exactly where that's at.
It's a restaurant, is it?
Pardon me?
Is it a restaurant?
Yeah, it's actually a restaurant, but it's
Toby's.
It's for the exit there for the big casino. You know, everybody knows where they are, too.
Okay.
And it's a big room in the bottom of the restaurant there. It's called the Big Kettle Room.
Okay. Well, good, brother. I sure appreciate you calling in. His subjects will be 9/11, the JFK death, and the death, the murder of Paul Wellstone. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Martin, for calling in, brother. And we got that out on the air, and we're going to ask people to call relatives and friends to get them out to that meeting. If I could go, man, oh, man, I'd love to go myself. Thanks for calling in, Martin, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
there is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program, and more reports are coming in here of officers and soldiers that are very, very disgruntled and will not go back to the war in Iraq. They're complaining about the deaths of children and women and being made to kill women and children and non-combatants, men and women and children. And I heard on the news last night, my bride, who's 22 years military, Army military, now retired, sick with the Gulf War sickness from the first Gulf War, that there's been more suicides among our soldiers from the Iraq War than ever before. We attribute that to the fact that we've never been told that we can kill women, men, women, and children, or been ordered to do so. And it's having a tremendous mental effect, psychological effect on our soldiers coming back home, folks, because the American people are not used to that. The American soldier is not used to that because they care about life and they think every life is important. But for some reason, we're being told the Arabs and the Muslims are less than human. And I know some religious books that's written up in, like the Talmud, for example, that and a lot of the Talmudic teachers are saying that the Arabs' life, They're like animals and they're not human and so forth. But others, too, consider the Arabs, for some reason, and the Muslims as not human. And it's taking a horrible psychological toll. We have an article here in one of our police and military publications. This happens to be the Army Times. My wife and I and our two police and military associations here get a lot of police and military publications. We have an article here, Marine Corps fires three commanders under a unit under investigation in deaths of Iraqi citizens. Evidently, these commanders allowed their soldiers to go in and just kill a whole bunch of citizens, 15 civilians dead, including 7 women and 3 children. And they've been relieved of duty, praise God. You know, we don't see that often. And yet we have soldiers coming to us and telling us that they were told by their commanders to shoot children and shoot families. Horrible, horrible situation we find ourselves in today when, folks, our leadership is the most evil leadership on the face of the earth, evil people on the face of the earth. These truly are Luciferians that control our governments and state houses today and are preparing all of us for this Antichrist world government system. But let's go back to the phone line now and go to John in New York. John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Jack. Do you have a good reference for a Ruby Ridge film? Because my son's got the reference from the government where he thinks that, you know, well, the son picked up a gun and shot at him. He doesn't hear about them.
Yeah.
You know, I've been looking for a good source for
a film. Let me think. Boy, it's been some time.
I'll tell you, I
don't know.
Anyhow.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I ever saw a film on Ruby Ridge, and except for the government putting it out. You know, there was a government Hollywood film made in conspiring with the government.
Right.
But one on our side telling the story, I don't think I could be wrong. Maybe
about
a caller would call in and let us know, John, but I'm not sure I know of a film that would tell the true side, the true story of what happened up there.
Okay. The just to let you know what happened to me a little bit, I've had a long lawsuit and whatnot, and as I try to turn it into the FBI and whatnot, as you go to the FBI office, I'm in Syracuse, New York, is where I went.
I see.
They had like the glass, and they have a couple girls behind this bulletproof glass, and they have a side door where someone comes and goes. So they let me present my case to them, and they had an officer come out and sit down beside me at a table, and I was presenting the information of his conspiracy against me. And as I was, they left the door like notched about an inch and a half open. There was like 3 or 4 officers ready to come out and wrestle me to the floor, thinking that and label me like a radical or whatever. And bottom line is, you know, I've proven everything that I've been ostracized for a long time. And it was kind of humorous because when I went to the federal building, my boys hunt woodchucks and whatnot. I had a couple of rifles in the car and didn't think anything about it. You know, you shoot good woodchucks or you whatever. And when I went to the federal building, I parked out on the street and I had these rifles in my car.
Yeah.
But when I came out, as I presented my case, they did nothing, absolutely nothing. But there's 2 gentlemen. One's in a wheelchair and the other one's pushing the wheelchair, and they're both kind of young. And I'm thinking Vietnam veterans. I'm thinking, well, you know, it's kind of nice to see the young guy taking care of the other young guy. Well, as I'm leaving, all of a sudden I realize one guy that was sitting in the wheelchair stands up. And then all of a sudden I realized I had the guns in the car, and I was being very well observed. But just the situation of trying to prove truth and trying to get some help is just, it's crazy. But the other thing I'd like to point out is you're pointing out there's other good officers out there. In my court case, when I finally got to court, the opposition's lawyer is the only one that helped me. He brought information into court that wasn't presented to me, which was withheld from me. My lawyer destroyed it. The judge destroyed it. And there's different things that other people that really were on the side of supposedly putting me down, that I can see little tidbits of information that come through because they've helped open the door to keep me alive. And so
well, that's good to hear, John.
Even though you think someone's against you, my opposing lawyer, who I thought was against me, did give me enough rope to keep myself going, even though it's kind of a strange rope.
Uh-huh.
And just making that clear to other people, because you never know where this is all coming from. And as you say, it's from the sight of God that teaches us these lessons and gives us our lessons of what we've got to learn.
Truly, truly.
And,
yeah.
Hey, I appreciate your help and your presentation today. It was just phenomenal. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate all you're doing there for all of us too, John. Everybody working together, taking an active role, standing up against this evil leadership we have, folks, is what causes success, because God will bless that. God will bless you if you're standing up doing what's right. God will bless you. It's hard to do sometimes, and you take your licks for it, as John was pointing out here, but it is a blessing, folks. And I would just say to you, yes, there are good police officers. There's good soldiers out there. It's just sad that we've learned over these 25 years I've been involved in law enforcement and the military that the good guys don't get promoted all the way up top. The bad guys get promoted up there, and that's why we see the evil in control of the courts today and in control of our law enforcement agencies and military agencies and political organizations like the Senate, the House, and the White House. The most evil people are in those positions of power. And so this is why you see so much evil happening, as John was pointing out, as you go into the system. You go into the system to do something and try to correct something, and you're an honest, honorable person, and the system is totally against you. Well, why is that? Well, because the system has been turned evil, because God's people's abandoned the system years ago. We've withdrawn and turned the institutions over to the devil and his minions, and boy, that's who we're under today. So anyway, thanks for calling in, John. Folks, if you'd like to call in, we have a few minutes left. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Isn't this an eye-opener, folks? There are, where's the news crews on this? You know, the news exposés on this one. This is very interesting. This past weekend, folks, last weekend, not this weekend, FEMA and the city of Austin, I'll bet you that you've already talked about this on the Republic Broadcasting Network, but I haven't, okay? But FEMA and the city of Austin, along with the Texas Workforce Commission, set up a job training, hiring, and interview job fair, which is good, you know, for all the Katrina evacuees in the Austin area, and it was to be held at the ACC campus on Webbersville Road in East Austin. You in Austin know where I'm talking about. I don't know where I'm talking about. But several of the evacuees had a problem with transportation. They couldn't get from their apartment complexes, private homes, hotels, motels, and inns where they were put by FEMA and are now living. So the city of Austin, the FEMA, and the Texas Workforce Commission set up transportation for each of these people to ensure that they'd be able to partake of the benefit of job searching, the job training, hiring, and interview job fair. The transportation consisted of 9 buses and vans to run from 4 locations in Round Rock and 5 locations in Austin, and continuing shuttling back and forth to the campus to ensure that the hundreds of people looking for jobs would be transported in comfort. Well, the vehicles were brought to their residences where the people had called and said that they didn't have a way in. Drivers knocked on the doors, and every effort was made to bring these needy people in for this job fair. At the end of the day, the 9 vans and buses transported a total of, guess what, 1 person. Not 1 person per bus, folks, but 1 person total. The bill for the taxpayers for that was $7,800. Little bit of an eye-opener, isn't it, folks? Little bit of an eye-opener. My goodness gracious. Do we have a problem in America? I think we do, folks. I think we do. Well, I want to share with you a blessing that Dottie Flowers sent to me and to our 2 police and military associations. Dottie Flowers has a husband named Richard Flowers who's been railroaded into prison for trying to help all of us out here be able to have a barter system to barter gold and silver and to handle our banking through a private association. Well, the government didn't like it and railroaded him in prison, so Dottie's at home alone now. Grandmother and grandfather, both of them. But she sends me some excellent material at times, and I do appreciate it. This one is about a cowboy in church, and it has a lot of meaning in it, folks, for us today. One Sunday morning, an old cowboy entered a church just before services were to begin. Though the old man and his clothes were spotlessly clean, he wore jeans, a denim shirt, and boots that were very worn out and ragged. In his hand, he carried a worn-out old hat and an equally worn-out Bible. The church he entered was a very upscale and exclusive part of the city. It was the largest and most beautiful church the old cowboy had ever seen. The people in the congregation were all dressed to the hilt in expensive clothes and accessories. As the cowboy took a seat, the other people in the church got up and moved away from him. No one greeted him, spoke to him, or welcomed him. And as they all seemed appalled at his appearance and did not attempt to hide it from him. As the old cowboy was leaving the church that day, the preacher approached him and asked the cowboy to do him a favor. He says, "Before you come in here again, have a talk with the Lord and ask him what he thinks would be appropriate attire for you to wear to worship here." The old cowboy assured the preacher he would talk to the Lord. The next Sunday, he showed up again in the services wearing the same old ragged jeans, shirt, boots, and hat. Once again, he was completely shunned and ignored by the people. Well, the preacher approached him again and said, "I thought I asked you to speak to God before you came back to our church." The old cowboy looked up at him and says, I did. Well, the preacher says, "If you spoke to God, what did he tell you the proper attire should be for you to come and worship here in our church?" asked the preacher. "Well, sir," the old cowboy said, "God told me that he didn't have a clue what I should wear. He said he'd never been in this church." And I'll bet that's the case. God had never been in that church, and probably never will be. I'm sorry to say, I know churches like that, and I know people like that. Breaks your heart. But this is the fact of life in America today, and sadly among some of the churches and those that attend the churches today. Well, folks, I want to take a few minutes here to share with you about a Marine Corps captain, that says he'll never trust the government again. And this has come to us through a friend to our two police and military associations here. And the Marine Corps captain is Christopher H. Shepard. He's a former Marine captain now who served two tours in Iraq as a combat engineer. He's currently working on finishing his master's degree in communications lives near Maryville. Where is Maryville? I think it's Seattle. Yeah, I think it's Seattle. Anyway, Marine Corps Captain Christopher Shepard says this: 3 years ago, I was a Marine Corps captain on the Iraqi-Kuwaiti border, participating in the invasion of Iraq. Awestruck, I held my howitzers thunder and watched military rockets raise into the night sky and streak towards Iraq, their light bathing the desert moonscape like giant arc welders. As I watched the Iraqi war begin, I completely trusted the Bush administration. I thought we were going to prove all of the left-wing anti-war protesters and dissenters wrong. I thought we were going to make America safer. Regrettedly, I acknowledged that I was oh so wrong. I believe the Bush administration when it said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. I believe its assertion that Iraq was trying to buy yellow cake uranium from Africa and refine it into weapons-grade uranium for nuclear bombs. I believe this claim, Iraq had vast quantities of biological and chemical agents. After years of thorough inspections, all of these claims have been disproved. I believe the administration, when it claimed that it was overwhelmingly found evidence Iraqi was in cahoots with al-Qaeda. In January 2004, then-Secretary of State Colin Powell admitted there was no concrete evidence linking Saddam Hussein with al-Qaeda. I hear the music, folks. We'll be right back to finish up the Officer Jack McLam program for this weekend. Stay tuned.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, folks, our Marine Corps Captain Christopher Shepard says this: the war has cost the American taxpayer $250 billion and counting. The vast majority, 94% of the more than 2,300 United States service members killed in Iraq, have occurred since Bush's Top Gun proclamation on the aircraft carrier. The cost in men and materials has been far beyond what we believed it would be and were told it would be. I returned to Iraq disillusioned by what I saw. I participated in the Second Battle of Fallujah in November 2004. We crushed the insurgents in the city, but we only ended up scattering them throughout the province. I now know I wrongfully placed my faith and trust in the presidential administration, hopelessly mired in incompetence, hubris, and lack of accountability. It planned a war based on false intelligence and unrealistic assumptions. It was strategically surrendered. Has strategically surrendered the condition of victory in Iraq to people who do not share our vision, values, or interests. The Bush administration has proven successful at only one thing in Iraq, painting us into a corner with no visible exit. I will never trust any of them again. So said former Marine Captain Christopher H. Shepard. Okay, folks, we're just about out of time here. Let's go real quick. It looks like we got a couple callers snuck in on us. Elizabeth in Missouri, I think it is, Elizabeth. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Officer McLam. To aid your former caller regarding a video on the McWeaver, or Randy McWeaver, I heard a show within the last year where he was on the show and he was promoting a book he had written.
Right.
Are you familiar with that?
I am very much,
I would think, I just thought maybe the caller didn't know that.
Randy and Sarah have a new book out about the event, and I don't even have the book here. I don't have a copy of it, nor the name of it. But,
I have the information here, but I didn't want to miss calling the show, so I didn't try to find it.
Okay. All right. Well,
that would be
Elizabeth,
good information to get out, though.
Yeah, I don't know of a movie, but that book would be very interesting for people to read. So what I'll do is I'll try to get that information, Elizabeth, or you can, and we can give it out to next weekend, okay?
Okay, fine. Thank
all right.
You.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Mona in California. Mona, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Officer McLam. I wanted to point out that in Russia, the communists killed 61,911 of their own people.
That's right.
The communist Chinese killed 35,236,000 of their own people.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these regimes were communist.
Yeah.
So it's my opinion that we have to be very careful that we get the right perpetrator if we're going to go rising up and having a revolution, and we need to focus on the communists.
That's true, and the sad thing is, sister, they're right here in our government.
Absolutely.
That's the sad thing.
That's right.
Well, listen, Mona, I hear the music out there. The program's over. I'm so happy you called. Would you call back again sometime?
Thank you, Officer McLam.
Okay, thank you. And Bill in Minneapolis, sorry we couldn't get to you, Bill. Hope that you'll call back next week. Love to talk to you. Well, folks, that's it for the day and for the weekend here at our two police and military associations. Thank you for being with us today. Thanks again to Republic Broadcasting Network for having us on. And we hope you have a great weekend. And don't forget to pray for those that need your prayers. I want to tell you that, once again, that this old cop truly does love you, America. I hope you believe that. I truly do. Good day.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.